The City of Chicago's Office of Emergency Management and Communications encourages you to sign up today for Smart 911. Smart 911 is a free online platform for entering important medical and household information to save time in an emergency. Dispatchers will see this info when you dial 911 from your registered phone, so they'll know about any medical or mobility issues, and even if you have pets that may need assistance in an emergency. It's free and easy to sign up for. Download the app or visit smart911.com. That's smart911.com.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's the things vets care about: benefits and employment. It's women's issues and everything from happy hour to firepower. If it affects vets, it's on ConnectingVets.com.
Hey, sleepy.
This JCPenney mattress is the best sleep I've had in a while.
I guess we should buy it then. Sir, we'll take this one.
The JCPenney Labor Day mattress sale is happening now. Get up to 60% off select Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, Serta, and Tempur-Pedic. Plus, save an extra 15% with your coupon from JCP.com. Also, get up to 60-month special financing with your JCPenney credit card. Offers valid until 9/8. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or JCP.com for details.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here.
One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening at the Progressive Box.
I wrote this next song for a gal from Cheyenne. Should never have told her how Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats. She said if they could love her pooch as much as she did, then so could I. Well, I couldn't. This next song's called Cat Person. It was a rough, rough night in Wyoming. The cat was out of the bag.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
RSM is committed to helping growing companies thrive. As the leading provider of audit, tax, and consulting services for the middle market, we guide our clients through business challenges with tailored insights and high-quality service. Our team, which spans more than 120 countries, will prepare you to make more confident decisions so your business can reach higher goals. Experience the power of being understood. Learn more at rsmus.com.
Honey, I switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Like what?
Well, we got four free LG Stylo 5 phones, four lines for just $25 per line per month. I smashed up the car and unlimited gigs.
Wait, did you say you smashed up the car?
Yes, it's completely smashed. But four free phones.
Switch to Boost and get four lines for just $25 per line per month. Four free phones with unlimited gigs, all on our super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Terms and conditions apply. New customers only. Visit BoostMobile.com for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I'm telling you, I feel like I'm an expert. I've never kicked ever in my life. I've never tried. I'd hurt myself. But I've always been good with math, and now it doesn't matter. The second that the ball gets put on a certain yard line, it's plus 18 and let's go. And right away in my head, I know where it is. But the mentality of it too. I mean, it's a unique situation that we're all in, and I think I'm learning on how to handle these situations too. This is my first time going through it, so am I going to be right with everything I do or say? No, but hopefully I'll learn from it, and hopefully there's a good story behind all this. And for all of us, how cool would it be for it to work out, and you know you go through some ups and downs to find that guy.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Yeah, how cool would it be if it all worked out?
Well, what? Justify everything. Yeah, it'd be a nice ending. And
oh boy.
Tonight, though, you're going to learn very little about the Bears. I don't think anybody's job is going to be riding.
You don't think?
On how they perform tonight. Man, I don't know about that. I think Eddie Pinheiro, yeah, maybe he could solidify his spot on the roster tonight, but I still think that if the right kicker is out there after the weekend, if it's a guy like Mason Crosby or somebody we don't know about is somehow cut loose by a team, it's going to make the Bears think long and hard about their commitment to Eddie Pinheiro, and it should. they should really be cautious, as they have been. They have gone this far by leaving no stone unturned. So if you have, you have to wait until, you know, to choose among the discarded kickers to decide whether or not you really, really like the guy you have.
Yeah, I guess that's it. And I'm kind of with Potsy. I don't think that, I think all the hard decisions have kind of been made, right? I mean, I don't know that we're going to learn a hell of a lot more in this game than we don't already know. I don't know that you're going to, you know, this idea that how will Eddie Pinheiro handle success? Okay, so you didn't have him kick another field goal to find out if how successful he could be, even though it's the preseason and it doesn't matter if you miss. And, you know, he gets a 58-yarder. You want to sit on that one, and now you want to find out, can he handle success? Is that, I mean, isn't winning the job success? Are you really going to learn anything about him? Let's say he misses a kick. That means you can't handle success?
No, I don't think you're going to learn anything you don't know. Everything you need to know about Eddie Pinheiro. Maybe it's not enough. I will be glad when tonight's over for one other reason, because this will be the death of the NFL preseason as we know it. Because I would be really surprised if it comes back in this form. You know, essentially, whether it's Sean McVay or Matt Nagy.
Huh. They'll, you know, change it in the offseason?
They have taken the approach that has made the four games a ridiculous exercise in just, it's a test of everybody's patience.
I agree.
And they've got to address it sooner rather than later. I don't know why they would have to wait until a new CBA to, you know, maybe they'll wait for a new CBA before they add 18 regular season games.
It's money. It's a money problem. And it's, you know, they are not going to cancel the two preseason games they have now, right? I mean, say what you want about this game, and I get it. Believe me. But they still sold tickets for it. They still have a crowd coming.
Mm-hmm. They do have a crowd coming. They do have tickets.
It's going to be on TV.
It's just such a farce. And it's not the way it used to be. I mean, even a couple of years ago, I think the final preseason game was the first time we got to look at Mitch Trubisky starting a game. And then didn't Foxy throw him back in and into the scrum and risk injury? Remember when preseason football, the last preseason game was, you did see starters play a little bit. And the year, it was Greg Olsen's rookie year, wasn't it? In 2007. He was in the game with a bunch of backups, and they were counting on him to contribute at tight end, and he got injured, and he injured his knee, and he got off on the wrong,
not foot.
Slow start his rookie season. Things are so different now that I'd rather see them kind of have controlled scrimmages in front of, you know, open the stadium, let fans come in, let them in for free or a modest fee. Rather than go through the farce of a preseason game.
You can't pick the owner's pocket. They don't allow it.
Yeah, but think of it this way. If you're a season ticket holder, you basically have to think of, instead of you're paying for 10 games to see eight games, right? I could also see them doing something like, I do think it's important for both teams to, meaning the Titans is an example and the Bears is an example tonight. It's important for the Bears, I think, especially for the younger guys, and to go through the process of spending the night in the hotel, getting to Soldier Field, doing the walkthrough at the place that you're going to be playing all your games, and vice versa. Getting on an airplane in most cases, flying to a city, getting on a bus, going to a hotel, going through a walkthrough, but all that stuff. So I think you got to have at least two of these dress rehearsals.
Two's fine. Two's okay. Four's ridiculous. Four's, you know, a
but
money
I mean, would
grab.
Season ticket? I'm curious. Like, would season ticket holders be ticked off? Because you're right, Molly. You're not going to, the pockets of the owners will not be picked. So, do you want your tickets to go up X percent if you got rid of one of those home games?
I think that
would anybody squawk at that?
Well, I don't know. Let me ask something. Let's say you had seasons right now. Would you offer them to someone?
Absolutely. For people that
isn't
either
that
wouldn't
terrible,
go, just for it, it's great for younger people to go. And it, like, I'll be honest with you, my daughters have never experienced
a
Soldier
Bears,
Field.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
But I wouldn't take them to a Minnesota Vikings Bears game, right? I mean, maybe as they got older, but I'm saying at their age right now, just to go down to they've been to Soldier Field for concerts. They've never been to a Soldier Field for a sporting event.
Yeah.
So that would, for a young, when I was a kid.
Were they at the Chesney concert too?
Jeez. Taylor Swift.
I was there too.
They were one of the Swifties way back.
I was a Swiftie. I was at that one.
A year ago.
Oh, a year ago?
Yeah, a year ago.
You were at that?
I was a couple years ago.
Really? That was a really hot ticket.
Yeah.
What were you doing there?
I took my wife.
There's like nothing but like teenage girls.
My wife dragged me there.
Taylor Swift is for all ages, Molly.
Yeah.
Come on. She is a legend.
Oh, okay. John Travolta doesn't know that.
Points well taken, though, Dustin. You also wonder, like, if you get tickets from a friend of yours for a preseason football game,
it's almost an insult.
How good of a friend are you?
Exactly.
Like, no, you're right. Here. For us to go, but I think for younger people who've never been, there's plenty of people who have never had the opportunity. Again, you pointed out earlier, Molly, right? 61,000 seats there, right? Plenty of people have not gotten their rear end into Soldier Field to see a professional football game. So just to see, and you could say, well, they're not professional. Okay, right. They're not the guys that you're going to see
on
Sunday.
But they are.
But they're professional. Right now, technically, right now, they're professional football players. Okay, a lot of these guys used to cheer for on Thursdays or Saturdays playing college football. Okay? So I think from that standpoint, it gives everybody the opportunity. Listen, there's many teams right now that don't have open The Eagles this year had one open practice period at their facility. I haven't been to the new Hallis Hall in forever. Are they even equipped to have 5,000-10,000 people out there?
No.
Right? So no. Bourbonnais is a real thing.
Well, Bourbonnais is even restricted and reduced to what it used to be.
Right.
You're not getting as and the crowd
much less dates and the times are different, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, there was one year where the Washington Redskins opened their practice up to the public and charged money to go in. Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
And the Dallas Cowboys sent their top scout, and he paid at the gate and went in, and the Cowboys beat them twice that year, in part because they knew everything they were working on. What a bad idea that was, right? And that was only 10, 15, 20 years ago.
It wasn't even that long ago, I don't think.
Is that right?
Maybe 10 years ago. That was the Daniel Snyder era.
Yeah, Daniel Snyder. Well, he's been there a lot longer, I think.
He has been there a long time. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's realistic to say that tonight is, it might be over-dramatizing and say the death of preseason football as we know it.
Well, that's what you called it.
I did. I did say that a bit because I
just think it's going to be hard for them to make the transition you're talking about without getting the CBA.
There's a financial component to it. Yeah. There's lawsuits that may result from it, but
it's a waste of everyone's time.
You're not watching anything that is going to affect the season tonight.
Okay. Is Ryan Nall going to make this roster? Is Kareth White going to make this roster? Are they battling for one spot? Will both of them make it? Neither of them, one of them? Because that might be something to keep an eye on.
It might be something to keep an eye on, but I would be surprised, Molly, if the Bears decision makers don't already know which way they're going with that. So Kareth White, for instance, hypothetically speaking, returns a touchdown off a kickoff return tonight, 95 yards.
Yeah.
And Ryan Nall has two carries for 7 yards. If they're committed to Ryan Nall today, tomorrow they're going to tell Kareth White, you're on the practice squad, and Ryan Nall, you're making the 53-man roster. If they're committed to keeping both guys, no matter what happens tonight, they're keeping both guys. I don't really think that anything that happens tonight is going to dictate a decision that about their 53. I think Alex Barnes has probably made this football team.
Right.
He's the undrafted free agent from Notre Dame whose versatility on the offensive line matters more now than it did at the beginning of training camp.
Who played for Harry Hiestand.
That matters a lot.
But that's the kind of thing you look for.
Versatility.
Yes.
The ability to process information in this offense at multiple positions. Also, since training camp started, you've had attrition on the offensive line. That's not going to be affected. Now, the only thing that could maybe factor in tonight is if you lose somebody to injury weren't expecting to lose.
That would be a train wreck.
But nobody wants to consider that because...
But you're probably not going to play anybody that you really would be worried about in that manner,
your
right?
Your kicker.
Okay.
That's it.
The kicker is huge tonight.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. You know, you talked about earlier, Molly, you brought up why didn't they, and at the time of it, as I was following the game on Twitter, I was like, kick it. Let's see what happens, right?
You.
But he also talked about how is this guy going to respond? Like, is he going to get cocky? How is he going to handle success? 58-yard field goal is success, right?
It is success.
And it looks like right now he's made the team.
You know what, though? When he says that, and
you don't buy into that?
Right. No. I think it's a good point, Dustin. But here's the thing with that idea to me. You have gone out and made this a very public event. You have gone out and you've tested these guys, their psyche as much as their accuracy, right?
Fair.
And you the winner is the guy who they have dubbed the swaggiest kicker. Should anyone be surprised? Should anyone be surprised that the swaggiest kicker won this competition that resembled a circus at times? So if you have that much confidence in the swaggiest kicker you've ever seen, what is another, I mean, why do you have to worry about how he handles success? You know how he's going to handle success? He's going to be even swaggier and even cockier.
Well, that's a good point.
So I hope he lines up four times tonight. I hope he has four, not extra points. I hope they run plays so that they don't score touchdowns and they're just in the vicinity and they're
taking a knee at the one.
Absolutely. Serious. No, absolutely.
Run out of bounds at the 32.
Absolutely. Set it up so that you're kicking field goals all night long.
It is practice.
Well,
so why not?
It's at Soldier Field. More
practice,
importantly,
man.
Yeah. Well, that's what the key to it is.
It's at Soldier Field.
I'll be curious to see what the weather looks like. The swirling winds of Soldier Field. This is one of the things we talked about with where do you practice your field goals when you're playing.
I'm just looking forward to seeing the news choppers following Eddie Pinheiro to the stadium.
But I want to know. I mean, ideally, you'd have the same weather effect tonight that you will have a week from tonight, right? Isn't that what the whole point is?
That's the best part. That's a great point. Yeah. That is the best part about tonight, is that you are simulating Thursday night conditions at this time of year at Soldier Field. Because next week at this time, we'll be talking about the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, and can you get to him on third down, and how are you going to defend, and this and that.
I can't wait. I can't wait to put this behind us and to get to that, because I think next week, starting Monday, we'll be talking about that. Matt LaFleur and their offense, and we'll be breaking all this stuff down. The season begins next Thursday, a week from today. We will be very curious.
And it's going to be a real compressed week because there is a Labor Day holiday.
It's a short
A lot
week.
Of people, they go to work on Tuesday morning, and it's going to be like, oh, my gosh, Thursday. Football season.
We're not in here on Monday, are we?
No.
Oh, my God. We'll have to start tomorrow. It's Mully and Haw. We're going to bring it. We'll start with Dan and Connor. We'll talk to them next. It's Mully and Haw, The Score.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein of the Bernstein and McKnight Show, 9 a.m. to noon, Monday through Friday. You are listening to Mully and Haw, but a big show for us is coming up in just a bit.
Transition at 9, Len Casper talks Cubs at 9:40, Matt Miller on college football and the NFL at 10, Theo Epstein of the Cubs at 11 o'clock.
That's a Thursday. Keep it here. It all starts at 9 on The Score.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence, like our free battery testing. If you're having trouble starting your car, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. We'll test your battery for free and help you figure out the real issue, so you don't buy what you don't need. Visit us at AutoZone.com to get everything you need and start the job fast.
Restrictions and details in store. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track 12 months ending December 2018.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
The City of Chicago's Office of Emergency Management and Communications encourages you to sign up today for Smart 911. Smart 911 is a free online platform for entering important medical and household information to save time in an emergency. Dispatchers will see this info when you dial 911 from your registered phone, so they'll know about any medical or mobility issues, and even if you have pets that may need assistance in an emergency. It's free and easy to sign up for. Download the app or visit smart911.com. That's smart911.com.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Ryan Pacey, of course, the general manager of the Chicago Bears. We're down in Bourbon
A. A year ago at this time, when you walked onto, you know, training camp and it was your fourth season, you had a new coach, you had a lot of uncertainty, and you, let's face it, there was a lot of skepticism surrounding the Chicago Bears. That doesn't exist anymore. In one season with 12 victories, it all sort of vanished. How different is this training camp this time around,
David? It's a completely different feel. The culture and the chemistry of this team, and led by our head coach, good things are happening right now.